We're going to meet a coach now, not for athletes, but for people trying to stop using drugs. Charlie Owen is a peer recovery coach in Lima, Ohio. Like many sports coaches, he draws on personal experiences to guide others down the same path. Bram Sable-Smith of member station KBIA spent a day with him.
If you were writing Charlie Owen's life story, you might say it's been grim, but he won't.
If it was to be written, I guess it would be an uplifting tale from a comedic point of view with tones of seriousness.
Here are the tones of seriousness. Charlie fell in with the wrong crowd when he was 16. He started drinking, popping pills, cooking meth, shooting heroin. He was homeless for a while when his parents kicked him out of the house. By 19, he was serving a 3-year sentence in prison, where drugs were still available.
They were like, dude, do you want these morphines? Do you want this bit of heroin? Because everything was in there. And that's when I was like, damn, I do, you know? And that's when I started to be like, I gotta do something. I'm here for doing this, and I'm having these thoughts while I'm here. And I didn't want to let anybody else down, including like myself.
Now, Charlie is 3 years out of prison and 5 years clean. For his clients, like 52-year-old Anna Hershey, his own experience kicking the habit makes a difference.
It helps to have someone that's been there, you know, that's done some of the drugs that I've done.
Why?
Because they know where you're coming from, and other people don't.
Anna has struggled with addiction for over 30 years. Charlie is her first peer supporter. Today, he's driving her to a food pantry. It's less than a week away from Thanksgiving, so there's a chance there might be a turkey, but they're not optimistic.
Look at that line. It's freaking out in the street. Oh my God, it's way down here.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm gonna get any food out here.
I don't either.
I don't think so.
That woman was sleeping in her car, so like she's been there for a while.
Charlie's been working with Anna for about a year now. He helps take away some of the small impediments to living a drug-free life. He takes her shopping, helps her stay on top of her bills, apply for housing, and all the while, he's just there for her.
Last night, I let him know that something was going on and stuff, but I'm proud of myself because I didn't leave my house and go do the drugs, and that's what I usually do when I get frustrated.
All right, we have to shut it down for today, buddy.
All right.
All right, y'all be good. Take it easy.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
They're turned away. But later in the day, Charlie takes Anna to a second food pantry, then to check on her job application to ring a bell for the Salvation Army. Up till now, Charlie's peer coaching job has been paid for with grants. But starting July 1st, Medicaid will cover this kind of work in Ohio, just like a counselor or social worker. He'll still see the same 20 clients he does now. Today, he meets with two, Anna and Shelley Cavender.
What's up, Shelley? Give me 1 second, just getting paperwork together.
At age 50, Shelley is twice Charlie's age. She struggled with opioid addiction since before he was born. She calls him her lifesaver. They talk most days. He takes her to doctor's appointments and to get her daily meds.
If I didn't have Charlie, I would probably be back on drugs and dead. I would be dead. I mean, he even talks to me on his days off when I have an issue.
I appreciate that, Shelley.
You're welcome.
The little pick-me-ups and attagirls Charlie gives Shelley every day go a long way to keeping her from becoming a statistic. There were 52,000 drug overdose deaths in 2015, 18 of them in this small Ohio county alone. When her mother died earlier this year, Shelley credits Charlie with helping her cope without drugs.
He came to my mom's funeral, checked on me every day, and I still have it rough.
Some days are worse than others, but...
Yeah, and it's really hard on me right now with
the season.
The holidays. Mm-hmm.
It can be easy to forget that Charlie's also in recovery. He's got to take care of himself, too. He wants to be a social worker someday.
You know, at this point, I wanted to go to school. You know, I wanted to start evolving in this field that I'm in.
And that can only happen when he finishes paying his court fees. He's got $2,900 to go, down from $10,000. His peer support job doesn't pay enough to cover that comfortably, so 3 nights a week, he picks up shifts at the Texas Roadhouse.
I'm a little salty about, you know, like my time and money just going straight to court still, which, I mean, I know it's my fault, but cut a break, you know?
Sometimes after a long day like this, he meets up with friends to unwind, but not today.
My friends wanted to play today, but I was like, I just wanted to shoot around by myself today. I don't feel like dealing with people. Sometimes I don't, you know?
So he drives to the park near his house to kick a soccer ball, alone, as the sun sets. For NPR News, I'm Bram Sable-Smith in Lima, Ohio.
This story is part of a partnership with NPR, Side Effects Public Media, and Kaiser Health News.